Hey everybody, welcome to our new video series, Juggernaut X. This is going to be the story of the last 10 years of Juggernaut Train Systems, which is kind of like my life story for the last 10 years. So make sure you click that little thumbs up down there, like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching. So I finished 2013. Deep into rehab for two herniated discs. So that's kind of where I was as an athlete. And then Juggernaut was growing. We had grown 10 times in our web traffic to jtsstrength.com. So early in 2014, my back had gotten to the point where I could begin, hard training again, like full-on training early in 2014. At this point, I was still doing a lot of seminars, traveling for those all across the country. And at that point, began traveling all across the world for seminars. Early in 2014, got to go to Ireland, England, do some seminars over there while I prepared to make my comeback to the powerlifting platform. Though I'd been competing just as much in strongman in 2012 and early 2013, coming back from the back injury, I just decided that powerlifting was a little bit more controllable for me, was probably going to be a bit more manageable to focus my attention there with the herniated discs and the rehab part of things. So I decided to make powerlifting my focus, and I returned to the powerlifting platform in June of 2014 up at Super Training, the old Super Training gym in Sacramento, and totaled 2248, which I think is 1,020 kilos. It was a huge total PR. It was, came back with a vengeance. When I got back on the powerlifting platform, squatted 937, benched 540 for a PR, deadlifted, I think 770. So a little bit off my PR, but, getting up there to deadlift in the high 700s was something I still had a lot of apprehension about coming off the injury, but finished that meet with a lot of great momentum and carried that momentum on to later in the year, getting to fulfill what I didn't get to do the year before, which was go to Australia, compete in this meet with a ton of international lifters. So Dr. Mike accompanied me over to Sydney, Australia for the 2014 GPA Worlds. I did a couple of clinics there. Got to use Mike's translation skills to do a lot of interviews with the Russian lifters who were there. Andrei Milanichev was competing, Kirill Sarachev, Mikhail Kuklaev, Konstantin Konstantinovs, Andrei Belyev, Konstantin Pozdiv, Zahir was over there. It was, a ton of American lifters came to compete. So it was a really cool experience. It was my first time, traveling internationally to compete, which was, unique, and things went about as well as they could have. I totaled 1,050 kilos there, 2314. So my first time over the 2300 pound barrier, squatted 959, bench 551, made my first 800 plus pound deadlift, deadlifted 804. That was a cool moment for me too, because I missed 804 on the second attempt. And as I walked into the back, I said to Dr. Mike, before that without the 804 deadlift, I was sitting on the exact same total. I was sitting on 2248, which I'd made at my previous meet. And I said something to him about, to the effect of, well, if I don't make this deadlift, the whole trip was a waste, because, I didn't make a total PR. And Ed Cohen, gave me a little technical advice about my head positioning to help get my fat gut out of the way a little bit better. I went up there and smoked 804 deadlift and made this huge total PR. So it was a great experience getting to travel out there. It was also just, fun to see how the Juggernaut brand had grown. This at that point was about five years into the business. And, if you would have told me 5 years ago, 5 years prior to that I was going to be traveling to Ireland and England and Australia to do seminars and teach people how to squat, bench, and deadlift better, and that we're going to have fans all over the world and be getting, orders from 50 different countries, 100 different countries, I would have told you that you were crazy, because powerlifting was not in a place, I wasn't even a powerlifter in 2009, and the sport of powerlifting was not in a place that would have facilitated anything like this. So it was really fun to get to be a part of that growth, to get to kind of reflect on, you know, all of the hard work and ups and downs before that, and just see, you know, where I was five years into this, because so many small business owners, people, you know, start their own business, entrepreneurs, they don't make it a year, they don't make it 2 years, they, you know, barely any of them make it 5 years. So that was just a big kind of moment for me to you know, break this milestone of 2,300 pound total, to lift so well that I went seven for nine out there, missed a squat on the second, came back, made it on the third, missed a big deadlift on the second, came back and made it on the third. So that was a great memory for me. As I mentioned, Mike Isretel went on the trip with me. 2014 was also a year that, you know, we formed probably our most significant business relationship that still exists to this day with Renaissance Periodization, you know, RP Strength. So doing stuff with Nick Shaw, writing books with Mike Isretel and James Hoffman, and just having a lot of good friends at that company.
My first knowledge of Juggernaut Training Systems was that I had actually heard the name Chad Wesley Smith before as an up-and-coming powerlifter, and one of my friends, Ben Schweitzer, actually, as a fellow powerlifter of mine at University of Michigan, he asked me, hey, like, what do you think about this Chad Wesley Smith guy? And I looked into it, and you were like an up-and-coming guy who was sort of competing and lifting raw, and you were really strong. And I was like, oh, okay. And then sort of shortly thereafter, Juggernaut came about. So the next time I heard about Juggernaut, I heard it in association with your name. And I kind of thought it was this website where it was really like very intelligent advice for athletes and people who just wanted to be strong, given not by sort of out-of-touch people or intellectuals, but by actual really good athletes like Chad Wesley Smith himself. And it's also strange, the man who used his whole name, I thought he was an assassin or something like that. I think that the way that RP and Juggernaut got connected, and there's a couple of convoluted ways, but essentially, I think Chad and the Juggernaut brand that he was running was just very interested in BS, and simultaneously, I don't think he was interested in doing the nutrition part himself. And so I think that, you know, he had run into essentially kind of like went through a couple of nutrition people, and maybe they didn't all let him down, but it was just all some degree of BS or another. And then eventually RP came along and we sort of wrote a couple articles. And I think Chad was like, you know, these guys maybe aren't just shitting through their teeth and making stuff up. And then at that point, I think it was just a very cozy relationship of, well, you know, like nutrition's important and these guys do a good job. And then we ended up working in other capacities, and I think probably just earning sort of a mutual trust. And on the RP side, we always looked at Juggernaut as just, I think it was as a business person, we always considered Chad to be just a serious person. Like, this is a person who is a businessman, who is not going to make stupid short-term decisions, who is not into hype. He wants a long-term successful model of actually providing people with quality goods and services. And we were super happy to be involved in that. And I think it grew from there.
Yeah, the reputation and quality of Juggernaut is something that is of paramount importance to me. You know, being recognized for presenting really high quality information and a part of keeping that reputation, I think, is the relationships you keep. So because I am very protective of that reputation, I'm also very reticent, more and more so as time goes on, very reticent to form, you know, relationships with other companies and do partnerships and, you know, crossover stuff, whatever, you know, you want to call it. And, you know, was first introduced to Mike through a mutual friend. And it was actually because it had an article that he didn't like very much that we'd posted, and he asked if he could submit sort of a rebuttal article to that. So I was like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. And, you know, he wrote it, and I posted it and read it, and, you know, maybe read it and then posted it. But I was like, yeah, this guy really knows what he's talking about. So you know, it went from an article here and there from them to some seminars with Nick Shaw, to traveling to Australia with Mike and doing more seminars and creating more content there, to what's really grown into an excellent partnership between two companies and a group of people that have a ton of respect for each other and a lot of pride in what they do. So I'm very thankful for the relationship with RP. So that was kind of 2014, traveling the world, telling people, you know, how to squat, bench, and deadlift better, getting to lift some big weights all over the world. Have, you know, some of my best performances in my powerlifting career. I think that, you know, I remember after doing the 2314 and putting a video up on YouTube, getting YouTube comments about like, wow, I didn't know that this guy, you know, I didn't know that Chad was that strong. I didn't know this guy was that strong. So, you know, surprise everyone. I am, or I was that strong. So that was a lot of fun to get to do.